everybody.
Hey, everybody, welcome.
You know, it's like a round. It's like,
wait a minute.
Row, row, row.
There are two of us. There's no host. There's only co-hosts. Yeah. It's Ping. Episode number
18.
And obviously, you have the best co-hosts running the show this week.
That's
so
true.
Let's get this shenanigans started. Big week. What's been going on in Microsoft land this week?
All right, so people with my name always do some cool stuff. Paul Allen, one of the co-founders of Microsoft.
Way back, 1975.
Yeah, but he finished Microsoft in 1983. A billionaire from it. How ridiculous is that?
32nd in the world.
Born in 1983.
So was I.
Not quite a billionaire,
not
but I am a multi-thousandaire.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But what did this Paul that did much more than you actually do?
He made an email plugin company.
Xiant?
Xiant, yes.
Is that even how you pronounce it?
It might,
what if it's Xiant?
It's not. I looked it up.
Okay, good.
Yep.
What do they do?
So Xiant is just like a little email plugin, so it's similar to Zobni and a lot of the other things that you can buy out there.
For Outlook.
It does a couple of interesting things. It actually allows you to see what type of email that you've filed. So if you want to like file your email in different locations, this thing will actually learn where you want to put your email. So
right.
You can like right-click on it and say, oh, this type of email can go in this folder or be tagged this way. And the more you do that, the more it knows about your preferences.
What do you think about this, though?
I think there are a couple uses in here.
Okay.
I don't personally see that it's $40
useful. I'll admit, yeah, I don't really see the use in this. I looked at the website. I checked out the demo video. Now, maybe they're going to put more functionality into this, but it really seems like something that I do on my own pretty easily. Like, I'm not really seeing the value in it, and I'm not sure others are seeing the value in it because $6.75 million was invested in this company. But you know who did the investing?
Vulcan.
You know who Vulcan is?
Live long and prosper.
No.
Fascinating.
Not so much the Star Trek thing as Vulcan is the company that Paul Allen owns or is chairman of or whatever. It's an investment firm. Investing in his own company. Little shenanigans there?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Seems illogical.
Illogical. You're really into Star Trek, aren't you?
No.
Wow. Next story.
Okay, next. So, Max, do you ever have days where you feel less secure than normal? Do you have any of those heavy insecurity days?
What is this, a commercial on the Women's Entertainment Network or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Boy, you're in a heap of trouble.
No, but I do have days where I think my computer needs some more security. I was a big fan when we released OneCare because a lot of my family members said to me, hey, Max, what the heck kind of antivirus should I be running? And I just said, here, take OneCare, use that. But we don't do that anymore. What we do now, though, is have Microsoft Security Essentials.
Yep. This used to be called Moro. That was the code name
right,
for it.
Right, right.
We actually aired this on the show 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But the beta is out. Well, I mean, I could say the beta is out, but it's already closed off. We had over 75,000 downloads of the beta, and that's all they really wanted.
One day.
Yeah, just one day we open it up, and it's already closed. So clearly there's a demand out there for a Microsoft-created security platform. Now, I have to ask you this, and this is the question I always get, so let's wax philosophically for a second. Why does Microsoft create a security product and not just make the product, like Windows itself, already secure? Wax philosophical.
Well, there are certain anti-competitive things that we can't quite bake things into our product.
Right.
Plus, there are tons of things that this will find that aren't just flaws in Windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you run Windows and configure Windows. Because a lot of these configuration settings can be completely acceptable, but having some type of filter that allows us to see what's going in and out of completely acceptable ports, like over HTTP or HTTPS, or your SMB traffic, all that stuff needs to be monitored by a software application.
I just set Paul up for that question because I know all you Niners out there say, you know, why don't we just make it more secure from the get-go? And really the answer is what he said, the fact that we can't for other reasons. You know, there are other companies that are doing better things sometimes and not so good things sometimes.
Right. And I mean, we've come up with the secure development life cycle. What was it, the SDL?
Yeah.
So it's secure in design, secure
in
development.
That happened way back with Vista's development
secure
process,
secure in deployment,
though,
yeah. And so we're attacking this from multiple angles. So
Attacking.
That's,
I like that word.
We
That's
are
a good
attacking.
Word.
I try and get like the Steve B, just like energy and just like sweat all over the place, but I'm
you know, he drinks honey whenever he's on stage now because his voice gets so hoarse whenever he's on stage, so he starts chugging honey. It's pretty funny.
It's amazing.
That was a good rhyme.
It wasn't.
It was on time. Next.
Hey, did you guys hear that we're getting a new next-generation console coming out from Microsoft in 2010?
I think that's the champagne talking.
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, yeah, because Ballmer said it. It's got to be true.
Right, but apparently
he's chugging some honey.
Might have fermented.
Yeah. Truth is, it's not happening. You guys already know he retracted. He actually apologized to all you gamers out there. Formal apology from him personally. His wording was a little off. We're not going to have a next-gen console, but as you know, Project Natal.
Yep. So you can do things like this.
You can wave around, you know, no controller necessary. That is really what's coming to market late 2010. There have been rumors about whether we're going to have a console that has Natal integrated into it or it's an add-on. That's yet to be determined, but the point is, this is kind of the new gaming experience. Yep. So don't consider this a new Xbox 360 or Xbox 720 or whatever it might be called with the next gen.
1080.
How do you even come up with that? That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, you got 1080p. You got
But by then, it's going to be like a million p.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Anyway, point is, it's not coming out, but we're glad you guys are excited about it. And, you know, that's enough about Project Natal. We've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
For now.
It's really cool, though.
But we'll give you more news once we get more info.
Bam, Ricochet.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon, I still challenge you.
He's not watching.
He might be. Jimmy Fallon, he likes Engadget and all those. He might be watching Channel 9 right now. You know what? If you're watching, Mr. Jimmy Fallon, let us know.
All right, we got a bunch of new killer apps that have been put
not
out.
New.
On okay. All right, yeah. So we have a bunch of killer apps that are really old and feeble.
No, that's not good either.
Okay. So there's a blog out there that showcases some of the killer apps that are out there on Surface.
Yeah, good stuff coming out.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they're, like, really killer, though there's one that looks like you put a phone on it and, like, x-rays shoot out of the picture.
I don't know
if that's true, then
no,
that would be pretty
killer.
No, I mean,
they take an iPhone and they put it down on...
Is it an iPhone?
It is an iPhone, yeah. That's what they showed in some of them. Oh. It's an iPhone. It's pretty much figuring out what's underneath it, and it's displaying it in real time on the display, so it's, like, display on display. Personally, I don't see the big use for it. It looks kind of cool. The one I really like, though, is by Razorfish. It was called DaVinci. I think this came in a little while ago, but it's now on the Surface. And the way they interacted with it, it looks very cool the way they can create physical objects and then have them react to the way you're pulling them. So there's gravitational pull and then interaction with bouncing, all these crazy things they're doing. Loved it.
Yeah,
that looks like a great learning tool.
Yeah, I saw this from Microsoft Research a couple years back, and it's really cool that they now put it into a Surface where you can just draw on the thing and then like watch little pendulums fly
back and
forth.
It's really intuitive, Like, what would you do with that, though, if you were at home? You think it'd be more of a game or more of a teaching tool for, like, physics teachers? What do you think is going to happen with that?
I would probably impress a lot of chicks with it.
Yeah. So Surface, the way to impress chicks.
$25,000, no problem.
Done. Last but not least, tons of people talking about Windows 7 all over Microsoft. And of course, today, well not today, but at the time of shooting this, we released the pricing scheme for Windows 7, all the different versions. What I'm really excited about is we have an opportunity for you all to get a cheaper upgrade.
Yeah.
You can go on to the Microsoft Store online, and you can get a $49 copy for a home premium version, or $99 for the professional edition.
That's awesome.
How much do you think this advanced operating environment is worth? Wait just 1 minute before you answer. Wait until you see Windows Write and Windows Paint, and to listen to what else you get at no extra charge. The MS-DOS executive, an appointment calendar, a card file, a notepad, a clock, a control panel, a terminal, a principal, or a RAM driver, and can you believe it? Reversi! That's right! All these features in Reversi, all for just... how much did you guess? 500? 1,000? Even more? No, it's just $99. That's right. It's $99. It's an incredible value, but it's true.
Now, what's cool about this is that we're making it available until July 11th. You know what else July 11th is? You know, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you get a free Big Gulp at 7-Eleven.
That's right. It's my birthday.
Oh, that's what it is.
Happy birthday.
All right, no, but point is, everybody, make sure to get your upgrade pre-order down, and you'll get it for much cheaper than
and
usual.
And don't forget about your free Big Gulp to celebrate Max's
birthday.
Well,
that's the last day, so unless you wait till the last day,
you can celebrate then.
That's only in the U.S. They're going to get mad at you if there's no 7-Eleven in, like,
I can
Dubai.
Email you a Big Gulp. Just let me know.
Email Big Gulp.
Yeah. So, I guess that's it for...
That's the conclusion. That's the end of Ping.
Usually with Laura, we have some type of banter at the end, and we try and do a high five, but I don't think you can reach my hand either, so it doesn't...
That's not fair. I'm still on crutches.
Yeah.
I can't even jump up there.
I told you should get on that box.
Whatever. I don't like boxes. But with that, Ping is out.
Peace.
See you guys. Oh, I hit...
Ah!
What the...